It was said there were some 36,000 people in Butte about 1890, growing all the time. The people who came here in the early days to work in the mines were mostly young fellows. The largest number were Irish, next were the Welsh and Cornish. Then there were some Italians, Hungarians, Austrians, Germans, Scotch, Chinese, and pretty near every nationality that you could imagine was represented at one time or another. Greeks, Armenians, Africans, Arabians, it didn't matter what the nationality was, sometime or another, Butte had them here. All through the mining period, the main mining was done by the Irish, Welsh, Cornish, and Hungarians, Austrians, Scotch, and Germans, and so on. The Chinese had quite a large section of their own, and they stayed for quite some time. Now there's hardly any Chinamen to be found. The miners themselves were young fellows, full of life, vigor, and inclined to raise a little hell all the time. But what they did was not criminal in any way, just a pure exuberance. We had some breweries, too, because beer was a very popular drink with the miners. After coming off shift, about the first place a man would head for would be a saloon where he could get a glass of beer. Most places sold the beer at one bit a glass or two glasses for the two bits or a quarter. But down on East Park Street there was one called the Original Mug, which served what looked like a real big quantity, a real quantity of beer for 5 cents, and it was the most popular place in the town of its kind. Every day after each shift, miners would gather there to have some beer, and usually the Irish and the Cornish, or the Cousin Jacks, as we called all the Englishmen, would stage a little fight after a few beers, and they would fight all through the saloon, out on the sidewalk, as far as the curb, and then they would stop and go back in again and get a little more beer and then probably do the same thing over again. That kept up all the time, all day, after each shift change.